Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. Grain markets ended the week in negative territory last week on a strong U.S. dollar and good planting progress. Here's Virginia McGathy with details.
Wheat also did drop down, and it was double digits lower, actually pretty strong. That overflow selling from corn and soybeans was definitely having an effect on the market. I think the momentum was a little bit lower. That range was from 535 to 561. Now, that's the July range on that market, but today, even though the market fell pretty hard, it still stayed inside that range, so that's good. The U.S. dollar index is a little bit higher, putting a little bit pressure on the market, and it's been higher basically for the week, even though today it was a little bit lower. But those are things that are affecting these markets.
In closing markets, Chicago May wheat futures closed down 20 and a quarter cents to 526 and a half. May corn closed down 3.5 to 315 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein down a nickel, ranging from 613 to 620. Club wheat of ordinary protein down 8 cents, ranging from 620 to 788. Dark northern spring wheat prices down 6.5 cents, ranging from 629 to 659 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down just 30 cents on the June board to $82.62. Feeder cattle for May up 17.5 cents to $117.45. Class 3 milk on Friday up 12 cents to $10.80. With the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Tim Hamrich.